Apart from the weather, it's been a brilliant day. It's been a great opportunity to let people see the garden, see the transformation from not only when the gardens were closed in 2010, but now from when we took over 2 years ago, when they were left in quite a bad state.
So you took over 2 years ago, and I could see there's been a huge amount of work. When I came here, well, it had been 10 years ago, I can hardly believe it. I brought my parents here, and I could see it was still a beautiful place to visit, and I've been visiting Lendersley since I was a kid, way back when. But I remember thinking at the time, it's still lovely, but it needs a bit of work. And there's been so much work has gone into this to get it to the level that it is today.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Lendersley really has a natural beauty and a kind of a natural magic, really, that, I mean, even when we did come in 2 years ago, when essentially the gardens had been lost, it still had this kind of magical aura. I'd never seen Lendersley before we took over 2 years ago. So I came in with the sort of, this was my first impressions, and, you know, the paths were non-existent now, the bushes, the trees, everything was overgrown. But you walk down to the lakes, you walk around that magical area at the bottom, and you still felt that you've been transported to another world. So now to be standing here 2 years later, after all of the work that's gone into this transformation, it actually gives me goosebumps talking about it.
I'm sure it does. How did you actually get to know about this place and the fact that it was on sale?
It was quite a sort of by chance thing, really. It was my mother. She was driving past one day. We really didn't know what was there. She saw a for sale sign. She inquired about what was for sale. They sent this brochure, and I think by just the pictures and reading about it, she started to fall in love. Visited the next day and completely fell in love. And as we started to hear about the history and how people felt about Lendersley and what it meant to so many people, we knew that it just was too good of an opportunity to miss out on.
And was there any time that you thought, oh, what have I walked into here?
I think there's been quite a few moments like that. There's been lots of planning issues, problems with great crested newts, just the scale of the work on the trees, it's a huge thing. We've had a full team of arborists that have been going every day. They've been working on thousands of trees now over the last couple of years. And it gets tough because it seemed like pretty much everything that we uncovered, there was another issue there, something that we didn't know about. You know, the electricity coming into the state had never been, it was never meant for modern day. So we've had to build a whole new substation. The sewage and the water was never enough. So we've had to build a sewage treatment plant with a reed bed. All of these things. And that's why I always say, I feel like we have built a small village now.
There's a lot of history here. It was originally owned by the Loder family, wasn't it?
Yeah, no, the Loder family. So the Loder family are the people that we all our thanks to, because without them this gardens would not exist. Back in 1801 the gardens and the house were created, and essentially they brought plants from all around the world. And if you think about it, well, that's 200 years ago, and to go and do that was a monumental task, and then to plant them in such a way that people are able to come and enjoy them like this, it's quite amazing. So in Lendersley House we have afternoon teas that we run from Wednesday to Sunday. So going there you can expect an indulgent, very extravagant afternoon tea. And I promise you, you will not leave hungry. There is a lot of cake to be eaten, a lot of freshly baked scones. And I mean, I would say this anyway, but I can assure you it'll be one of the best afternoon teas that you've ever had. And then in the evenings, we have Restaurant Interlude, which is our fine dining restaurant. And it focuses on tasting menus from ranging from 14 to 19 courses, which most people gasp at when I say that. But it's an amazing experience. It allows you, every course has something that's foraged from around the gardens, and the chefs go out and every day they're foraging different things. And it's a different way to experience the estate.
Yep. And you also have a vineyard here. Tell me about that. There's a sort of a family background in vineyards, isn't there?
Yeah, that's right. So we have a vineyard called Benguela Cove Wine Estate in Hennep Harness, just outside of Cape Town in South Africa. So that's kind of how we ended up back in England. It's a fairly new wine estate, and we decided that rather than trying to, you know, just solely focus on the South African market, we'd bring our wines back home, back to the UK, and try and set up some of the wine tasting experiences that, like they do in South Africa, because, you know, their wine tourism is absolutely fantastic. Yeah. And I think we've got a lot of things that we could learn over here. So we started with Manning's Heath Golf and now Wine Estate as well. And we've now planted off the first ever Pinotage planting in the UK here at Leonardsley. And the plan is that over the next few years at Manning's and here, we'll be making English sparkling as well as our own Pinotage, and a winery will be built soon at Manning's Heath.
All sounds very exciting indeed for you and the family.
Yeah, very exciting.
So there's been a decision not to take cash for visitors. So you'll be entirely operating by taking card payments, is that correct?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, there's a mixture of reasons there. I mean, one of the ones that kind of hit it home to us fairly recently was at Manning's Heath Golf Club, where, you know, one evening we had a smash and grab there, and, you know, that was purely because they came and took cash from a till. And it's something that we've already done in South Africa, and it was something that we wanted to do here. It was always a plan to do here, but I think that just sped things up, and we took the decision, let's go for it. I mean, it's not just, you know, I don't think there's many security risks around Leonardsley, to be honest, but I think it's mainly the extra added cost. It's the extra admin, and it allows us to focus and put our money into other areas of the estate. So one of the biggest differences that you'll find at Leonardsley now is they used to be open from April to October, and our plan now is to be open all year round. Just going to give myself Christmas Day off, but obviously the problems that come along with that are the wetter weather. And before, you used to park in a field, and they, you know, do a little bit of work on it to make sure that it could stand up to the British summer, and I think it normally did, but in order to survive all year round, we've had to do quite a lot of work to make sure that we've got a formal car park there, but something also that fits in well and doesn't stand out in this beautiful surroundings.
And finally, you have some animals here that have been here on the estate for many, many years. But it's kangaroos, wallabies, etc.
Yep, it's the famous Leonardsley wallabies. So they've been here for over 100 years. They take care of themselves, even whilst the rest of the gardens were being neglected. The wallabies have been going strong. So we have a whole colony out in the gardens. We also have a maternity pen up near the mansion house. So in there we've got 10 wallabies, a couple of joeys as well. Down in the gardens, I think we've got five joeys down there as well. So yeah, and I think that's always something that people remember fondly about Leonardsley, is those wallabies. And yeah. We've actually just brought in some peacocks into the grounds, to add something a little bit different. But I know they used to have black swans here at Leonardsley as well. So that's something I'm doing some furious Googling at the moment to try and find some black swans. So I think we're going to get that sorted soon.
Excellent. Now, if anybody wants to find out more about Leonardsley Gardens, there's a website, I'm sure, and yep. Facebook.
Yep, absolutely. So yeah, we're on Facebook. Just search for Leonardsley Lakes and Gardens. We're on all the normal social media, Instagrams, Twitters, and our website is www.leonardsleygardens.co.uk.
Thank you very much indeed, Adam. I'll let you get into the warmth of the courtyard cafe now.
Thank you very much. Thank you.